So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, Hugh Douglas's favorite segment of the week, where we try to guess what everyone is talking about Monday, or I guess this could be Tuesday, after a full weekend of the NFL postseason. All right, Hugh Douglas, what do you got for us?
The Carolina Panthers are going to be this year's dark horse team. Going to win the Super Bowl.
You're the worst, dude. You're the worst.
What? What'd I do?
I mess it up?
No,
you
didn't.
No, you didn't.
I mean, no, it's a take. In the spirit of the segment, that was,
I mean,
it was crazy.
And if they win, I guess someone would say it because they'd have beaten the Rams, who were the second favorite to win the Super Bowl.
At that point, they'd probably beaten the best or second best team in the NFC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On the odds, they would have literally have done that.
Yeah. I'm going with that. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Man, why y'all laughing?
I just
got quiet.
Well, I don't know.
Because you don't believe it. Because they creeped into the playoffs.
I don't believe it, but it's you're guessing someone else's take. I don't have to believe it.
Well, you know, he's guessing his take.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Are you rooting for Packers-Panthers so we get Eagles-Panthers next week? I mean, I that would be great for the Eagles. So I think we all should root for that.
I'm rooting to put some more money in my pocket.
You bet on the Panthers?
Yeah.
With real money?
I got bet.
Yeah.
American dollars?
Yes.
Oh. On the spread or the money line?
You know what I did last night? I let you talk me out of it. I should have bet last night, but I didn't that Miami game.
I didn't talk you out of it. I just said I liked Ole Miss +3.5.
And you talked me out of it.
And I was wrong by a half point.
Plus, I don't like the one leg parlays. I want to hit a couple. I want to get like a 4, 5, 6.
Okay. So guess the take, Hugh Douglas, is the Panthers are the dark horse.
Yes. You said forget all the other stuff you're talking about.
I'm just trying to keep us locked in.
We should start guessing Hugh's takes.
What do you mean?
For next week? You know what we should do? I'm going to start doing this. I'm gonna write an envelope down, right? Or like a piece of paper, put in an envelope.
Oh,
5 days.
I like this.
I'm going to guess Hugh Douglas's take a week in advance every day of the week.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be bad.
I didn't even mean it like that.
I mean, no, because it's like guess the take has been kicking my ass this year.
Why?
I do not know.
Yeah, dude, every day. You have the yips with guess the takes.
No, you know what it is?
It's been an awful year for you in guess the takes.
It's because immediately when I screw it up, Kyle's like, no, that's not the game. It's not how it works.
Do you remember the names Chuck Knobloch or Rick Ankiel? You guys know about that?
Wait, was that the pitcher? The pitcher?
So Rick Ankiel was a pitcher, top prospect, and he just couldn't throw strikes anymore. He would throw the ball to the back, like to the crowd.
Yeah.
He lost it. And Chuck Knobloch was, a borderline Hall of Fame infielder, Hugh, that just stopped being able to throw the ball from second to first base. He threw the ball into the crowd. They had to move him to the outfield. His career basically ended. That's become you would guess the takes. Yeah. You were fine for 2 years.
Yeah, it's got me all flushed.
The yips. All right. Here's my guess the take that someone's going to have on early next week. The Patriots were frauds the whole time. It was right in front of us. They had the easiest schedule in the NFL. And I know it doesn't matter now, but I got to tell you, there's something I've been holding against the Patriots the whole year. They lost week one to the Raiders. I can't get out of my head.
As bad as the Raiders are?
Yeah,
that
like,
is tough.
How am I supposed to take them seriously?
That's a bad look.
I know, and I know it's so
something
long
you
ago.
You can't recover from.
But I can't.
He said something I can't recover from.
I just,
you can't, yeah, no, you know what? You're right. You can't win the Super Bowl and lose to the Raiders in the same season.
I just think it's impossible. So
that's a good point.
I think the Chargers might beat them. I certainly would like the Chargers to keep the game close. All right, so Pats, frauds. They've been the frauds the whole time. We just haven't paid attention. Kyle, what's your guess to take?
Yeah, well, so if we don't already get news about this by the time these takes are flying out there, it's time for the Packers to move on from Matt LaFraud.
This guy is
an Aaron Rodgers merchant.
Ooh.
And is basically lucky to even have been in the playoffs the last few seasons. Gifted 7 seeds year after year. I mean, what are we doing with this guy?
What are we doing?
I mean, at one point late November, they look like they could be the 1 seed. They fall into the 7.
They always go into a season, and I think I shouldn't say always, but recently they've been hyped up by a lot of people, and they just never meet expectations.
Does he get an excuse this year with Parsons and Tucker Kraft down? Nah. It's probably their best player on each side of the ball.
It's a wrap for him
this year.
Well, not for you.
I called him Matt LaFraud.
They might fire him. They might fire him if they lose to the Bears on Saturday night. All right, so that was a good round of guess the takes. Led by Hugh. I think yours was fine this week. Don't be so down on yourself.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating. Guess the takes have been a little intimidating for me.
Well, you would know. I would yell at you if you didn't do it.
It almost took me a while to get there though this morning, but it's still a little intimidating. Guess the takes has been a little intimidating.
No one needs to know how much of our meeting is dedicated to guess the takes. No one needs to know. Yeah,
that's not for air.
Yeah, it's just for us. Bruce in DC. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this outstanding Friday?
Awesome. Bruce, what's up, buddy? You ready?
Man, I'm ready, man. Look. Let me tell you something. Joe, I just appreciate you doing that. You did an entire take on Tank Bigsby. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you know, he wanted to get the question out of me. I said I'm confident with a caveat.
Okay.
You satisfied my freaking caveat. Okay. Look, let me tell you something. I definitely believe they're going to win, but here's I still want to see if the offense can have a coherent game plan for the entire game. That's what I'm looking for. And one of the keys to that is Tank Bigsby. If they come with this 1-2, give them 8 to 10 touches, there's no doubt about it. They can run an outstanding offense from end to end. It doesn't matter what the O-line is. Tank has proven, even with the deficient O-line, he is still productive. So if they come with something different like this, or throw the fullback in there, they have a really good running game. We're gonna blow these guys out the water.
Now we're talking, Bruce. That sounds confident. Blow them out of the water. So, how many points are we scoring, Bruce? 24, 27?
So, look, I'm gonna tell you, if they stick to my game plan, right. Hey, look, they scoring 31.
31. Listen to him, Hugh. 31.
This is the Bruce 5-point system.
Yeah, that's crazy.
6-7.
Yeah, and look, I got my 5-year-old grandson, the next generation. Eagles fans, he got something to say to y'all.
Oh.
Say go birds.
Go birds.
Oh, he's ready. Yeah, that's awesome, Bruce.
There you go.
Love it.
Yep, there you go. So we're gonna have a good weekend, and then we'll be on to the next and see what happens. Looking for evolution on the offensive side of the ball, man. We can do this.
No question, Bruce.
Matter of fact, I'll say one more thing.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with this, right? If we go up to Chicago and we win that game, man, we going to Super Bowl.
We're talking, Bruce.
Go
Birds. Go Birds.
You heard him.
Bruce. Oh, I love it, man. Appreciate it.
That's how it's done.
That's the next generation. Bruce, we appreciate you calling in and your grandson.
Yeah, that's kind of
dropping the Go Birds. He said it was 5?
Yeah.
That took some courage to get. I mean, now he may have not known he was on the radio, but he got on there. He said it clearly.
Did he say that was his grandson?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I heard grandson.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard grandson.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you just dated him.
No, I'm pretty sure he said it was his grandson. I think I've heard him talk about his grandkids
before.
Okay. All right. Neil is in the Northeast. Hey, Neil.
Hey. Oh, you. Good. Well, you have more personalities than Sybil, so I guess are you Mr. Positivity and Show Me the Money too today?
Kinda, yeah, I feel
Neil,
that.
First of all, you have to come with somebody that people actually remember. I remember Sybil,
yeah,
but most people don't know who Sybil is. So you have to give Sybil's. She had multiple. She was one of the first people diagnosed with multiple personality disorder.
Okay, well that does apply.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sally Field was in the movie too.
So what were you saying again, Neil?
Sally Field hasn't come up on the show recently.
No,
I don't know who that is.
You know Sally Field is? Well,
she was in Burt Reynolds' love interest for a while.
You know who Sally Field is? I mean, you do. I mean, I you've seen.
She had body when she was younger. Like,
I mean, I'll look her up. I can recognize her, but I don't.
You're right, Hugh. Young Sally Field.
Well, she was fine.
She's a knockout. Yeah,
young Sally Field was fine.
79 now. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, well, if you remember Norma Rae and even Sister Bertrill and the Flying Nun, so she was in a lot of.
So
know,
Neil, what do you mean? I'm being bipolar. How am I being bipolar, Neil?
No, I didn't say that.
I mean, but you said okay. Well, Sybil is bipolar, right?
No,
or multiple,
I said multiple
personalities.
Personalities.
I'm sorry, multiple. So what are my personalities?
So I said, positive that you're going to see the Eagles win, and I'm positive that the Eagles will win by more than a touchdown against San Francisco.
Guaranteed.
And also show me the money with Arthur Blank in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, listen. I am trying to improve my financial portfolio every chance I get.
And that's why you're betting on the Panthers. Too.
Yeah, that's why I'm betting on the Panthers.
Yeah. And I like just it because I think, let Jalen run the ball, like he should. Finally let him run the ball.
Yep.
Give it to Bigsby. Give it to Barkley. Have them both, Barkley go over 100 yards and Bigsby maybe 75. And, San Francisco's defense, with Solomon or not, is banged up. No Warner, no Bosa. So the Eagles could be able to score at least 21. And like you said, Vic Fangio and the defense are going to carry them.
Neil, when you were talking about the run game, I was thinking run them out of the building. 100 for Saquon, 75 for Tank. Let's throw 40 in for Jalen. Run them out of the building, Neil.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted, because even Jalen in his press conference, he said, Petullo didn't really want him like that, but now it's either win or go home,
right,
or win or play golf. So now is the time to get Jalen, with the RPOs, run the ball, and, he had 15 touchdowns last year running. So let's do it in the playoffs.
Let's do it, Neil. Appreciate the phone call. Neil brought it today. Neil, you could feel the Football Friday energy from Neil.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
Let's go to Drexel Hill, Jake.
He cooked you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I think Jake might as well. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Jake? What are you thinking?
Oh, man, I was riding high in the beginning with Kyle one up and you with the guarantee. I was feeling good. But
yep.
Coach Hugh, I mean, it is a little bit of mixed messaging.
How is it? Wait a minute, Jake.
I mean, I agree.
He's right.
How is it mixed messaging, though?
It's very black and white. It's very simple. It's just mixed messaging.
Could you explain it to me?
You're expecting the point total to be so low, but then at the same time, you're guaranteeing a victory.
Okay, let's workshop this, shall we, Jake? What bothers you is the fact that I said the point total was low, correct?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
In conjunction with the guarantee, it doesn't work. Jake, I'm not trying to be serious, but I'm trying to understand where am I being mixed messages?
Don't back down, Jake.
I won't. When I think guaranteed victory, the other side of my brain doesn't think 21 points.
Right.
That's Jake's exactly right.
But Jake, this is the thing, Jake, and this is why we have to workshop these things. This would you agree right now? I know the playoffs is a different season, but during the regular season, did you feel in your spirit that the Eagles' offense underachieved for the most part?
Yes.
Did you feel that this Eagles' offense left a lot of meat on the bone when it came to scoring points this year?
Yes, I feel like you're about to you're trying to checkmate me here.
No, but I feel uncomfortable because this is the truth, and this is where I live in the reality bubble. Because Jake, the bottom line is this: we as Eagle fans all season long have sent out here. We sat out here every Friday, and I've sat here in this chair every Friday, and we talk about what we think the point differential is going to be in the game. And I hear like 31 to 7 and 28 to Jake, we haven't eclipsed that in a while. We haven't been close to that in a lot of games this year. So
Hugh.
No, you got it. What you about to say?
So really, by rights, what you're guaranteeing is that our defense is going to slap them across the lips with rings on every finger.
Yes.
Well, you should have said that at 10:05.
Wait a minute. But yeah. I said I guaranteed to win.
No, but you started off with some lady.
shout out to the lady, too.
Yeah,
no more shout outs to the lady. Lady's got more airtime than Jalen Hurts today.
But no, it's not like I'm trying to burst anybody's bubble. And I know you hear it that way. I'm just keeping it real with you.
But that's not guarantees aren't really reality.
No, it is
reality.
No, Joe. At the end of the day, Joe and Jake, I'm going to get both of y'all. At the end of the day, isn't the only thing that matters winning a football game?
Yes, yes.
It ain't no matter how you get to it.
Mm-mm. No, we agree on that.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hugh, one thing, God forbid, heaven forbid the Eagles lose. We need a moratorium for at least a week on all the Coach Hugh talk, just out of respect.
Oh, yeah. No, we won't allow him to do that.
Hey, Jake, we ain't going to do that.
No.
Because I don't think if that happens, I don't think we can leave.
What do you mean leave?
I'm saying if I get the head coach's job, I can't take it.
Yeah, I think he just means talking about it.
Like, yeah, I'm saying I can't take it. I can't even talk about it.
There's a moratorium on a few things next week. Yeah, if it goes bad, right?
I can't say I told you so.
You cannot wear red here in next week.
Yeah, no more the lady.
No more the lady you met on the street today. You can't talk about the Atlanta job, and I don't want to hear a peep about Bryce Huff if he has a second.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Back or two.
I tell you what, yeah. Man.
Don't want to hear people.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, I do have to worry.
No, because I know how
we
to
know
say
you.
It
we know you.
I don't want to get my truck you know,
egged. Jake, we appreciate it. You know what? You're right. You won't come out and say it, but you'll say, find it really interesting. You'll do one of
yeah,
those
yeah.
on Monday.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yep.
I won't do any of that. I promise.
You know what? I can see it now.
I won't.
Middle of the game, Bryce Huff gets a huge game-changing sack. The camera pans up to the WIP booth, and Hugh Douglas is
you know what's
got
funny?
His fist in the air.
If that happens, I don't have to do any of that because that lives rent-free in y'all head all day.
No, no because you know why? We'll just imagine that that's what happened anyway.
Yeah, we'll just tell it right
and we'll now. Act accordingly.
We win this game. There's no doubt in my mind we win this game.
There we go. Better.
But.
So that's not a guarantee.
No, it's a guarantee we win the game.
But there's a but.
So you were supposed to stop.
You know what this is almost like? What do they do when the when you know when they used to go on their little quest and they used to see the oracle, like in the Greek times?
Okay.
And the oracle would tell them the story and they would say, well, you will finish your quest, but. Something's going to happen, and they would say it in a rhyme. I was watching Percy Jackson this weekend. It's not bad, Joe. Okay. And what they would do before they went on their quest, before they picked the two people to go on the quest with them, they would go see the Oracle. And the Oracle would tell them how the quest would go, and it would be up to them to interpret what that actually means. So that's what I did this morning. I was you guys' Oracle. And you didn't like what you wanted to hear. You ain't like it.
That spin is remarkable.
No, but I'm just saying, it was the Oracle. It was the Oracle. Because what I did was this. I told you I had a vision.
A dream.
A vision, dream, whatever you want to call
hallucination.
It. And I told you at some point, I said, we're going to win the game. And what drove y'all down that path y'all down now is when I said, there's going to be some booing. Yeah. And y'all got a little bit nervous when I said that. It's going to be some booing.
Hold on.
But we're still going to win.
Checkmate is I guaranteed this win Monday.
You did. You did.
Yeah, but I okay, told you I how it was going to look. No, I told you how it was going to look.
I got 45 minutes to join you. All right. Can I give you an analogy just quickly on what I think you've done here with this guarantee?
What are you talking about?
So, I'm about 45 minutes away from here for home, right? From home. I'm the one that gets the kids off the bus, right? Okay. They get off the bus like 3:50. I leave here around 2. They know I'm going to be there every day because I leave here at 2. It's only like 45 minutes away. Even if there's a little traffic,
bump in the road,
which is like booze, right? Yeah. I'll make it. Your guarantee is as if like I live 45 minutes away, I have an hour, not 2 hours, and there's a lot of traffic. I can't. That's not a guarantee. It's a
no.
Hope.
It's not. No.
It's a.
No,
I'll probably be there.
No.
But I'm not sure.
No. That's not what it is.
But it is. But you
you're going to get
21
there.
Points.
Oh, that's, okay. And I'm pretty sure.
21 no. points in booze is we're probably going to win, this? But I'm not really confident.
How about this? To help you out. Okay, you got an hour to get there. You're going to get there, but you're going to get there at 3:49.
Yeah, but I have 2 hours to get there. That's why I
know what I'm saying.
I can guarantee
you a 3:49 arrival?
No, you're going to get there. You're going to get there at 3:49, and the kids will be pulling up, and you'll be pulling up at the same time. But the bottom line is... But you're there.
No, it's not
that
a
sounds like it's in doubt.
It's in major
it's not
doubt.
In doubt. It's never in doubt.
3:49 to 3:50 is major doubt.
Never in doubt. You're only 1 minute.
I mean, man, listen. 1 minute, you made it. You still made it before 3:50. Is that am I lying? If it's 3:49, yeah, 3:49 ain't 3:50.
A win's a win is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
A win
that's
a,
now
is
you,
a
now
win.
You fit, now you feel me. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
It's not a guarantee, but it's a win is a win. I get
no, it. No, it is a guarantee. You're going to win. It's going to be by the skin of your teeth. But you're going to win.
Andy in Westchester. Maybe he could settle this debate. What's up, Andy? Andy?
Nice.
What is the standard of this show? Like, what is our standard?
Oh, we have none.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying.
The standard is the standard.
No,
it only rises, you.
Because we got Andy, Kyle's frustrated. I tried to break it down to y'all. Y'all still don't get it. What are we doing?
I think really what you're asking is, what do I do back here?
Andy, where are you? What you doing?
Yeah, if you yell more, he'll probably.
What are you doing?
I did put him back on hold, so he could be yelling into the void. Lamar in North Philly. Hey, Lamar.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Lamar?
We're trying to figure it out, Lamar. What are you feeling?
Yes, we go.
Well, I know if we play our style of brand of football, I know I did predict that we would go 11-6 when I called earlier in the year.
You nailed that, Lamar. Nailed
yeah,
it.
I did. But we play our style of brand of football, like getting Dallas Goedert, of course, involved as we did, and all those games that we did have were very productive in him leaking out. I believe that we'll be able to drive it home. and I believe we'll be able to take this thing all the way. But we still got to remember, take one game at a time. Take one game at a time.
One at a time. Get this win, and then we move on to next week.
It starts with San Fran.
Always.
Always.
That's right. That's right. Because we got to take care of who's in front of us. We're about the next one tomorrow. Even tomorrow, not promised. Today is what's going to
happen. Ain't no easy way out, man.
Now, Lamar, are you guaranteeing a victory?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I give you up 24-10, man. 24-10.
Now that's a guarantee. He said it with his chest. 14-point win. That's a guarantee, Hugh.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Is not 21-17 a win?
It's not that kind of guarantee
score. That's a win.
That's a win. It's a guarantee win.
We don't even cover the number. I mean, then we're getting out by the skin
of
our teeth.
So now we're talking about our bets.
No. Yeah, well, yeah.
We're talking about our bets.
In a sense, yeah. Lamar, good
phone
call.
That's why you need to start betting on the money line.
No, you don't make as much money.
Yeah, you're right. But I like the money line. That's my wheelhouse.
I know, but also the money line on big underdogs is not a long-term play.
Yeah, it's not a long-term
play.
Okay,
just saying.
Matter of fact, let me go on here.
Yeah, you hop on there. Who do you got in the college game tonight? I know you're going to ask at some inopportune moment. I like Oregon.
You know what, Joe? It's Oregon and
Indiana.
I'm going Indiana. I'm going to take the points with Indiana.
Did you see Mendoza, the quarterback, what he says his pregame meal is?
What is it?
Dino Nuggets.
My son loves those.
I thought that would sing to you.
But it all depends on what brand they are.
I don't know if they went cut into that.
No, I mean, because all Dino Nuggets don't taste the same.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody that has kids know exactly what I'm talking about. I try to pull the fast on a Harper one.
But wait,
do you eat them? No, I don't. But I try to pull the fast
one. You give him fraud Dino Nuggets?
I gave him a different brand, right?
Oh, no, that's...
And I was, because, I'm dad, and dad, this is
and
good
he
as
called
any.
You to the carpet.
No, I didn't let him see the box, but I made him. And I'm like, yeah, we got the Dino Nuggets, and he ate one and spit it out.
Yeah, I'll tell
like,
you.
I'm good.
I was all over that stuff as a kid.
Oh, you knew
you
it?
You couldn't sneak a different brand by me.
Man, my daughter's like that. She knows.
He was like, I'm good. And I'm like, wait a minute, they're Dino Nuggets. Nah, not these.
Now you better go out and get the real ones.
Yeah, I had to go get the real ones.
Okay, 215-592-9494. We got a segment to go to talk about the game with you. Your phone calls, confident, nervous, what's the gut feeling on this football Friday? And I will make a final decision before we hand it over to the afternoon show, whether or not I feel confident enough to guarantee a victory. We know Kyle did. Hugh kind of did. I'm still trying to figure out what he's saying there. And we'll get you some picks, our picks, on the money line. Who wins each NFL playoff game, plus the same game parlay that we probably won't hit, but it's fun to put together anyway. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we get set for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. All right, Hugh, before we check back in with our callers here, and I will make a final determination if I'm ready to go all in with the guarantee. I mean, I've been impressed with the callers today have really brought it in terms of, their confidence level. You've tried to explain where you're at.
I'm confident. I'm just confident everybody else. I'm confident. Super confident.
Yeah, super confident. Yep. A very close, tight win that there'll be booze. Yeah. But anyway, we'll get back to that. And, of course, you people, and we'll put together a same-game parlay for the game. But first, Hugh, why don't we go through the games, Wild Card Weekend, and give a pick. Now, a lot of times we do this, we do it with the spreads. We don't have to do that. It's the playoffs, right? Yeah, a win is a win. It's the playoffs. It matters who wins, who advances.
So we don't have to do the Rams-Panthers game, right?
Yeah, because I got the...
Well, we do, I guess.
Got the Panthers.
To win the game.
Yeah, they're going to win.
I'm picking the Rams. Kyle?
Yeah. Picking the Rams.
He's like, yeah.
The Panthers are going to win?
Yeah, they're going to
outright.
Win. Yeah, flat out.
Against the Los Angeles Rams?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I say this facetiously. They did beat them. I mean, literally in the same place in Carolina about 6 weeks ago. I don't think they could do it again, but Hugh's got the Panthers. Kyle and I have the Rams. Okay. Saturday night in snowy Chicago. The Packers and the Bears.
Bears. I got the Bears.
I got the Bears, too.
Me, too. Bear down.
Clean sweep, bear down. Sunday at 1 o'clock, leading into the Eagles game. A fun one, the Buffalo Bills in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Ooh. Hugh Douglas, your pick.
I'm going Buffalo. I like Jacksonville, but I'm going Buffalo. Josh Allen's his whole legacy changes if he doesn't win this game.
Fair or not, you're right.
I feel it is, to your point, fair or not.
You can't.
I just feel, it changes.
You can't blow your best opportunity.
Yeah, you can't.
The Trevor Lawrence and the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they played well this season, but That's one you look back on.
Yeah, and the conversation changes this weekend if you lose to Jacksonville.
I'm with you guys. I think it's the Bills. I think now Jacksonville's been impressive. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. I know it's been like 8 weeks. Yeah. He's been hot, but I always feel like he's one quarter away from just imploding.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Buffalo, even though Jacksonville's had probably been more impressive for a few months now. All right, so we're all on the Bills. Obviously, we know where we're at with the Eagles. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. The Chargers at the Patriots. Hugh?
I'm kind of with you on the Drake May thing. I just feel like the Chargers are going to get this one. So, yeah, I'm going Chargers in this game.
So, I think Drake May is awesome. I just think the Patriots are overrated. And look, sometimes a quarterback in his first playoff game doesn't play well. Drake May's never been in the spot. Herbert's had a lot of playoff struggles. I think if you're talking about, like, what do we do for? I don't know. Maybe May has some struggles in his first playoff game. Justin Herbert's also probably due to play well in the playoffs. He's obviously a good player, and he's had two rough playoff games in his career. I'm feeling an upset, at least a close game, but I think the Chargers are going to win this game.
You know, this one is one of the tougher ones for me. I go back and forth on it a little bit. I do feel like this is a game where the Pats D-line can just take over.
Should.
And the Chargers' line stinks right now. It's injured.
It's kind of weird that they're only a 3.5-point favorite. 2 seed over 7.
It is weird.
Same thing in the NFC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Pats.
Okay. And then we have Monday Night Football to finish out Wild Card Weekend.
Monday.
The Houston Texans on the road against Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, and the Steelers. Hugh, what do you got?
I got the Texans. I like their defense. If I'm not mistaken, they're probably, if not the best, well, obviously one of the best because we got some pretty good defense.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, they're good defense. So I'm going with the Texans.
I know they're on the road, and I know it's Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and all that. I think the Texans are going to rock them. I don't think this is going to be close. I can't believe the spread is only 3. I love the Texans to win the game. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I think the Steelers keep it close, but I'm going Texans.
It could be an ugly game. 2016, low score, and the total in the game is 38.5. All right. So, depending on who's right here, it sets up next week. You know, if Hugh's right, you pick the Bears and the Panthers, right?
The Bears.
That would send us to Chicago and the Panthers to Seattle.
Sweet home Chicago.
That's a cupcake.
Oh, I know. They'd be like a 14-point favorite in that game. And then if Kyle and I are right, it would send us to Chicago and the Rams to Seattle, which would be certainly a fun wild card divisional round weekend in the NFL. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, John Morosi reporting the Phillies meeting with Bichette is the second meeting? What's that about?
Oh, okay.
So hard.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
This thing has moved fast. I mean, we went from just like talking through it, our feeling on it, and hope on Monday to, according to John Morosi, that means they've already had one meeting.
Second meeting is crazy.
Second meeting. Well, maybe that's why maybe now we could connect some dots, right?
Though?
Well, I was wondering why this got so, the reporting got so strong so fast. Well, according to John Morosi, they've already had a meeting here. Now I could see why reporters are saying he's probably going to be a Philly. According to John Morosi, there's already been one meeting. Now we get meeting number 2.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, then you know what we got to do. We got to seal the deal. He better not get out of that second meeting without a contract. Let's wrap this thing up.
Do we need to send that guy that was there from Machado?
Oh, the electrician. I love that guy. Tell Manny to sign here. And then do you remember what happened right after that? Manny got to the door and the door was locked. And that's when I knew Manny Machado would not be a Philly.
That's McPhil Klentak.
Yeah, McClintock opened the door and said, "Hey, Manny." And I was like, "Yeah, there's no way this guy's signing here." And he did not. All right. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Maybe. We getting Boba Fett?
I would love him here in Philadelphia. Yes.
Well, sorry about that earlier. I actually was on mute, so that answers your question, Hugh, what the level of caller is. I'm sitting there listening to you guys like, why can't they hear me?
So it's a buttoned-up operation here, you're saying we have.
Yes.
Yeah,
all show, really.
On my end. So I didn't – yesterday I didn't get to put my suggestions in for Hugh's coaching staff.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a given that it's got to be – Your offensive coordinator is Herb from the Northeast.
Herb.
I mean, yeah, man. He knows north, south, east, west.
He does, I formation. Exactly. Yeah, he's right.
You know what? I like Triple Herb, man. But Herb doesn't know when to be quiet when other folks are talking, though. You know, it's like Herb tends to over-talk people.
Yeah. We can't have down that. And shut,
can't
boy.
Have that. So, I mean, I like Herb a lot. But, you know, we'll be down there doing the show, and Herb will come in, and we're on the air, and Herb talking.
Do you want to play with me?
At the Players Lounge.
Oh, I thought you meant like in Atlanta doing a show.
No. You're going but Herb likes he likes to overtalk a little bit.
Yeah, that happens.
Man,
he can be your combo, you know, security guard and
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And offense coordinator, I think that's your guy.
That'd be different.
Rhea is a good pick, but since you're not planning to last long anyway, why do you want good PR?
Well, because I
double down on everything.
That's true.
A good PR person will help extend that time.
He also doesn't want to get fired for cause, so he can collect the check when they get him out of the building.
Yeah, I got it. She could tell me what I can and cannot do. Like, you know.
That's right. Yeah. He called him Nick Mangina. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. She'll have me covered. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's all that aside. I feel good about this game. I don't see why we wouldn't. I think they've got the upper hand in every aspect going into it. I mean, where are we worried?
I guess if you're asking me the best part of the Niners, I would say Shanahan, but we have Fangio, right? So it should work out in the Eagles' favor. I mean, could Shanahan scheme a couple plays up where they score on? It'll probably happen like that. But for the most part, you're right, Andy. Like, our biggest strength, the defense and Fangio should counteract it.
Yeah, and I just think talent for talent, we're in a better position. And I need to see what's his name? God, I'm blanking now.
Forget it.
I need to see Purdy get hit.
Brock Purdy.
Lot.
Yeah.
So Jalen Carter, that's what I'm saying. I want to see him do a Mahomes on him, slap him across the head.
Oh, that'd be great. I thought he got hurt last week at the end. I mean, he had a bloody thumb. He got rocked in that one play. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. Sometimes I'd wonder, and he has had injuries, how he survived seasons. He's small. I mean, he's one of the smaller quarterbacks in the NFL. Herb in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Herb.
What's up, JoJo?
Herb!
Hey, you, what is this?
No, I'm saying Herb, you do. I'm saying Herb. Hey, you know, Herb, I love you, but dog, we're doing a show.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, we're doing a show, and you're yelling at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love you. I get fired up.
No, I get it.
And I see Ike, and I see this one, I get fired up.
No, I get it. I respect that. But we're going to try to run a tight ship, man.
Football, we can't have that. Look, yeah. I got my man up there at your sinus. He knows everything. You want to take that job down in Atlanta? It's me, you, Ike, and Steve Devlin. We're coming down.
Steve Devlin coaches your sinus college.
Okay, so what are we going to
do? He's a coach. He can put him on the staff.
So we're going to be on the staff.
Well, I think he's trying to get his guy a job.
Yeah, Pitts. You know Pitts from down Atlanta. He coached him 2 years.
Oh, Kyle Pitts. Yeah, Kyle Pitts.
Archbishop Woods, man.
He knows ball.
Ball don't lie.
So are you giving Devlin the job?
Let's talk some Eagles now, Joe.
Herb.
Let's talk to Bird.
Let's do it. What are you feeling?
I haven't talked to you guys. There's certain reasons why. And then I got Spike Eskin, okay, not talking to me for the last 2 days. Then I was holding for an hour and a half yesterday.
Unbelievable, those guys.
I ain't doing that no more. You can tell him. He gotta see me face to face.
Oh,
bro.
I'll tell him. I'll tell as soon as he walks in here at 1:55.
Yeah, he'll be here in a minute.
I'll tell him. You said, yep.
Oh, you said ready to put his hands up.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him like a football player. Like you know what I'm talking about. You,
Oklahoma drill.
So listen, the Eagles. This is they've been waiting for this moment. We are the champs. We are the champions. Okay, they're going to come out now. And they're going to open it up. Run, pass, run. We're going to do it all. And the defense, okay? We're getting about 5 sacks this week. You understand?
Yes.
You got that?
Got it. Wrote it down. Yes. Hugh, you taking notes in the notebook?
I'm bringing the blitz. We're going to have about 3 interceptions and 2 fumbles in this game. A lot of turnovers. The weather's going to be nice, okay? They're going to try to throw the ball, and boom, we're going to hit them hard, baby. 33. I just got the vest. They just shipped it from California. I got 33 on the back, 33 on the front. Cooper DeGene, he's the man. You understand?
You understand it, Hugh?
I'm listening.
Okay.
You understand that, Hugh, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Here we come. This is the first leg of four. You understand?
Yep.
The first leg of four. The next one, then the championship,
then the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah. That's what it is, brother. We played 4 last year, so we can win 4 more this year. That's all.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We had to play 4 games. It doesn't matter. This team knows how to win on the road. Whatever happens, happens. If we get some luck in our favor and we wind up, you know, these teams get knocked off 1-2, mm-hmm. and we're back here at the link, man.
Uh-oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Easy peasy, lemon squeeze.
So are you guaranteeing a win, Herb? Is this a guarantee?
The 25th of January, we're back at the link, you know?
So are we guaranteeing a win or not?
What's up?
Are you guaranteeing a win?
I'm guaranteeing 43-20 right now.
43
Eagles, 20 San Francisco.
Write it down. Herb,
that would be
appreciate
would be
you, buddy. Good phone
that
call.
That would be impressive. No, 43. That would be impressive.
All right, can we quickly grab? Let's grab Seamus in Brysburg. He wants to let Hugh know what a real guarantee sounds like. Seamus, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Seamus, how we doing?
What's going on? I'm going to say one thing real quick before I get on Hugh. I had Brock Purdy as my backup quarterback in fantasy. I dropped him before week 2 because he stinks.
There you go. Tell him.
Listen, Hugh, I'm going to show you what a real, real guarantee is. You ready?
I'm listening.
Birds by a million. We're the champs. Birds by a million.
Okay.
Now, you had a chance. You had a chance at 10 o'clock to say the same thing, mm-hmm. and you passed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you just said, go Birds.
You're slacking this week. You're slacking.
I agree.
I'm sorry, Seamus. I'll do better.
I love you, big guy, but you're slacking this week, man.
I love you too, Seamus. I'll do better, man. I'll do better.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Go Birds.
All right, Seamus. Appreciate it. You know what?
I hit y'all with the Go Birds, though.
He did. You did, and he did it there. Now, that's a guarantee, Hugh, right? Like, he came on, he said, Birds, Eagles by a million, not 20, not 25. That's a guarantee. Kyle came
in. I get
it. Hey,
Seamus, thank you for showing me the error of my way.
That's leaving no doubt.
That's leaving no doubt.
Nobody's getting booed. They're winning by a million. Come on.
No.
All right. Hugh, I thought about this for the entire show. And you started us off with a guarantee. Kyle really started us off Monday with a guarantee. Mm-hmm. You tried to join the party. We're still not sure 4 hours in if you were actually there. But I'm ready to go there. Eagles are winning this football game. It's a guarantee Sunday. Guarantee it. Eagles win on Sunday. We're going to Chicago next week.
Chicago.
Get ready. That's next week because I think the Bears are going to win and the Eagles are going to win. It's a guarantee.
Bear down.
No booing.
Bear down.
Well, this week.
That's not our thing.
Yeah, that's
their thing.
No, we're back on the Eagles Niners thing.
Okay, yeah, we're back.
Yeah,
go Birds.
There was no feeling for that.
Go Birds.
There we go. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
It's a guaranteed win. There's going to be no booing. They're going to score 24 points, and they're going to win this football game.
There we go. That's good. I'm sure the people are glad to have you on this side.
A little bit.
They're probably upset, actually. They probably wish I picked against.
It's going to be a little bit of booing.
You called division 3 years.
I know. They should be happy I'm on this side. Plus, I mean, we can't have Hugh half guaranteeing and me not confident.
No,
and that'd be a bad.
No, I'm saying this is going to be some booing.
Somebody needed to.
I don't know why. I don't know. I can't. My vision didn't tell me why they're booing, but I saw some booing.
Somebody needed to pick up your slack today.
Again, your dreams don't have to be shared on the air.
Okay, fine. But I'm just going to be some. It's going to be some booing. It's going to be a little bit of boo. I'm not saying it's going to be like a rain down.
You mean like the first drive if they go three and out?
My vision did not tell me all that. But my vision told me there's going to be some boo.
Again, diary.
A segment of Hugh's diary would be wild. All right, can we check in with you people through there?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
See that bounce back from yesterday, by the way? Right on it.
Boom.
Right on the open.
Yep.
So every now and then we get an AI overview of the YouTube chat.
You know I have an issue with AI this week.
I know.
Okay.
Today's is a doozy. I'll get to that a little bit later. Glad to see you guys are firing on all cylinders today.
That must be from the first segment.
I was.
It could have been at any point.
Well, you're right. Callers.
I mean, this has been a dumpster fire. And simultaneously, one of the most fun shows.
No,
it
I'm
wasn't
saying
very
it's
fun
a,
show.
It's a Friday.
But what
it's usually like
it's
that on a Friday.
Football Friday.
You know what's funny?
Lock in.
You know what's funny about this Friday, though? Mm. We didn't get the curse words like we usually get on Friday.
That's
we didn't.
True.
We usually get it like three or four dumps on a Friday.
Yeah.
We don't think we had any.
Especially when the hype speeches are going.
Yeah. No, we didn't have any.
Nobody can control themselves.
We got 7 minutes left. Give us time.
That's true.
Give it time.
I mean, look, I got my eye on Hugh over there.
No, I'm not. Yep. I'm not. I've had my moment.
I mean, holy crap with today, fellas.
Is that it? Just holy crap with today?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You act like it's different than any other day that we crack these mics.
Today was extra moronic, though.
I mean. What does extra moronic look like?
Just go back and listen to the whole show. Yeah. Just go back to the Odyssey app.
Available on Odyssey app or every podcast. That's what
Hey, you know, I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I'll be like, damn, I actually get paid for this. Like, for real.
It's kind of a joke. Well, it turns out you guys look like just as big a morons as you sound.
What does that mean?
I'm assuming they're usually radio listeners.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like,
welcome to YouTube.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Like, oh.
I get that with me. I'm surprised when people don't know what Hugh looks like. Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Really?
Those are always my favorites. Like, whoa, that's you, Douglas.
Like when there's a stray, Jillio is a face for radio. Like, I get it. That's funny.
Like that.
Like, we all know what Hugh looks like.
I wonder why, because it seemed like I've gotten grayer as we've meandered through this.
Are you blaming us?
Sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Y'all worry me to death.
I don't
worry you.
To death.
It's listen, Guest It Takes is not that serious. Please don't age yourself over Guest It Takes.
Worry me to death.
Kyle's guarantee is worth about as much as a Hugh Douglas Jacksonville football card.
That's probably by about $3-4.
I am surprised Jacksonville great Hugh Douglas picked against the Jaguars this weekend.
Duval, yeah. I don't think they're gonna win.
You think
Are
you rooting against them?
Well, we know Josh Allen's story is going to change. Like his whole, it's not fair at the quarterback spot, but that's how they're measured. Mm-hmm. The conversation going to change if Josh Allen going home next week.
Yeah, you know it'd be funny.
And while you playing, it might be another job opening.
Oh, McDermott.
Yeah,
out.
It might be another job opening.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line for that team.
Yeah,
another one for you not to get.
Yeah,
He's not going to Buffalo. It's too cold for him.
No, I'm not doing that.
He doesn't have a coat.
All right, I'm done with Kyle's mustache. It's not up to you.
But he's done with it.
Not up to you. I'm not.
That's really ultimately what matters. But he could be done with it. So,
what are they going to do?
Nothing.
Okay. As usual, Giglio can't pick a side.
That's always what happens on this show.
That's you.
That's me. Just right typical, down the middle.
Typical Joe.
No opinions, especially about the quarterback. Yeah. No opinions. Wow.
Real tough guys you are, guaranteeing a win over the corpse of the Niners. That is true. I mean,
you got to pick and choose your guarantee spots.
Yeah, you can't do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing to do it against the Niners in the first round rather than, like, you know, the Rams or something.
I mean, you can call it tough, but guaranteeing a win against the Rams is crazy talk.
Also.
And it's just not sincere.
Why don't you guarantee a win, tough guy?
I guess they feel like they're above that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Are we sure Hugh is built for another deep postseason run?
I'm not.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. We gonna go. Like, but here's the best part about it. Going to California.
Well, tell us why.
Well, there's a number of reasons why we can get some wine, some nice little wine.
Yep.
They got some pretty decent broccoli out there. We ain't got to bring it with us.
Anything else?
We're gonna go to the museum. We're gonna visit some historical sites.
Which one?
The historical ones.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it PC because we.
It only took you all week.
There's gonna be the historical site.
You left one out.
Where?
We get to go to dinner again and have Elliot pick it out and Spike hate the place we go.
Oh, that was the absolute best time, Kyle.
It was hilarious
when he picked the restaurant
and he really tried. Like he really tried
and the restaurant had no vegan options.
Well, that's
Spike,
good.
Spike had a full meltdown at dinner. And I laughed. Like, Spike was sitting next to me. Spike was not my friend that night because I laughed. I was high and I kind of was in and out of being high. And I was laughing at him all night.
Yeah, can't see that for some reason.
He left out the part that after the anger, you know, wore off and we ordered food, you fell asleep during his dinner.
Oh.
Hey.
It was 6:30 Central Time.
No, Kyle. I was in and out of sleep laughing at him because he was hot. He ordered some French fries, and he was like, I'm listening to the whole conversation, right? And he's like, are they fried in the same oil as you fry everything else? He didn't want to take any chance. And the more I think about this story, if he's listening to it, I know he's probably mad at me, but he was hot.
It was a tough scene.
That's tough. Man, Douglas pulled his foot off the gas instantly on that guarantee.
I did not.
The people heard it.
You can't get one by these people.
I did not. I just told you how it was going to go.
It was the least strong guarantee I
ever
heard.
I just told you how it was going to go.
If Joe Namath is the gold standard of sports guarantees, this is the opposite.
I just told you how it was going to go.
Yeah.
Yep, two Jets greats. So that's it, Hugh. Go Birds. You played in the NFL.
Boy, I tell you, y'all killing me.
They were disappointed in you.
No, I'm just trying to tell you how it's going to play out. Uh-huh. Don't be disappointed in me. Be disappointed in this underachieving offense all year.
Don't worry. We got the wait till the AI overview, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Careful standing up that fast there. You're going to need some ice when you get home today.
Yeah, I thought about that. No, you know what?
Oh, that
hurt?
Was my favorite part of the show
the
today.
Other
when you
day,
stood up.
When I tried to pull that shoe, then I'm going to pull my damn hamstring. That ain't. Mm-mm.
Yep. You're not going to make it through the postseason at this rate.
Are we sure that lady from this morning wasn't a dream?
I'm not.
No.
No, because she hit me up. She said that was, and she told me who she was.
More visions? Yeah, have you gone to a doctor?
No. No, she was cool.
Okay, Hugh's time with us is clearly almost up. Oh, man.
Y'all are brutal.
Time for my favorite AI overview in this YouTube chat history. Viewers in the chat are reacting to someone named Hugh, with some finding his behavior strange and annoying.
That might be the tagline for the chat. Chat. Well, every day.
Oh, dude.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't pops.
There you go.
Strange and annoying is like exactly how I would describe it.
You remember?
I can't. You know what, Kyle? Honestly, I can't even be mad at that.
You remember Reggie
it's
Jackson
so
once said? Hear what did Reggie Jackson say? They don't boo nobody.
They don't boo nobody. Strange and annoying.
Strange.
That is crazy. But that's Philly, though. I love each and every one of you.
That's just a robot's read on this whole thing.
Strange and annoying.
One last time. We'll talk to you at 1. We're counting down to kickoff on Sunday, 2 o'clock for the pregame show live from the link. Hugh, guaranteeing a victory?
Guaranteed.
Yeah. All right. Don't ruin it. Cut it, Mike. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 and WIP.
Peace.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.